Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Hello, Rush Nation. It's Rob here with a roundup of day three of the free agency transactions. The last few days have been fairly busy, and today has been no different. So let's get right down to it. We are going to start with the Las Vegas Raiders, and they have signed veteran wide receiver John Brown to a one-year deal, $3.75 million with upside to $5.5 million. As we know, Brown was a good source of touchdowns with Buffalo with 9-2 seasons, but has struggled for fitness, which probably explains the short deal. While it might be good for him and good for the Raiders and good for the Raiders fans, it's probably not great news for last year's rookie picks Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards. I mean, there might have been a little bit of hope for the pair once Nelson Agholor and Tyra Williams left the team, but this addition doesn't look good for Ruggs and Edwards' usage for next year. After all, they've still got target monster Darren Waller coming off a huge season, and you have to remember they've also got Hunter Renfrow still there as well in the wide receiver group, so I would expect Renfrow to be a big beneficiary of these offseason moves. They're also expected to re-sign Zay Jones to that group as well. He was a bit part player during the 2020 season, but he has had history with other teams. It does make the situation even cloudier for where the targets go next year, but I can imagine that Renfrow and Waller, being consistent as they were last year, are probably going to still benefit. We also heard yesterday that Rodney Hudson was one of the latest offensive linemen to leave the Raiders. We knew he was leaving. We didn't know where he was going. We now know where he is going. So Hudson and a 7th-round pick are heading to the Cardinals in exchange for a 3rd-round pick. And now they've also discussed a trade for Gabe Jackson as well. So that's another offensive lineman who could potentially be leaving that group. There is a little bit of good news for Vegas in that they are re-signing guard Denzel Good to a 2-year deal and are bringing Richie Incognito back on a new deal. So after the many transactions seeing linemen leave the club, this does stem the flow a little bit. It will be key for Vegas to bring in some more depth in this area, but it's going to be so hard to replace what they've lost already. And then the action didn't end there either for the Raiders. They and Jonathan Hankins have reached an agreement on a 1-year deal to bring him back to Vegas. He got a sack and a fumble recovery for the Vegas in his first year there in the black and silver. So hopefully he can add more to a defense that, to be honest, struggled to contain much of anything last year. If we head over to the Dolphins, and they have also been quite busy. They have signed former Patriots defensive tackle Adam Butler to a 2-year deal, and that's up to about $9.5 million. He got 4 sacks in his last year in New England, and that role just became more prominent as the season went on, so it could be a solid signing for the Fins. We know that defense is good. They've got some really good individual players. He could be a good addition to that as well. And they've also agreed a deal with former Lions cornerback Justin Coleman on a 1-year deal worth up to $2.75 million per sources. The 6-year veteran has moved around various teams and has produced big stats at clubs, you know, sacks, forced fumbles, run fumble recoveries, before he joined the Lions where he didn't get much of anything. So perhaps this deal, this 1-year deal, is just to see if he can produce that kind of form again. We know he can do it. Can he do it at the Dolphins? We also know that former Dolphins center Ted Karras is going back to New England. So that means that David Andrews, who the Dolphins are interested in, will have a new home. The Dolphins spent much of last season with quite a few rookies in their offensive line. So if Andrews does join Miami, then they will have an experienced head to guide the newer players. Heading over to the Giants. There's been a few re-signings here as well. They've re-signed the long snapper Casey Kreiter, and offensive tackle Nate Solder has signed a new contract. He will return to the Giants in 2021. The biggest news, now it hasn't been confirmed, the biggest news for the Giants is that there is intense speculation that Kenny Golladay could be heading to New York after his time with the Lions. Now, this hasn't come to anything yet, but watch this space. That could be a big deal for New York. One deal that has definitely seemed to be getting the green light is that the Cardinals have agreed a deal to sign former Bengals wide receiver AJ Green. Sox is a big fan. 1-year deal worth up to $8.5 million, including $6 million guaranteed. Great deal for Green there. Now, when we asked Stocks about it before on the chat, he seemed really pleased. I mean, he put a hug emoji. He reacted quite well to that news. So could be still life in the old dog yet. The Texans have re-signed Titan Farrah Brown to a 1 year, $2.2 million deal. He had a small part to play last year, so perhaps this is based on his performance this year rather than one he had in 2020. We've also got another signing for the Panthers. Former Chargers inside linebacker Denzel Perryman is signing with the Panthers. I personally have a little bit concerned about his injury form. He didn't get that many games and for the Chargers, especially last year. So in a team of such young bucks, it'll be interesting to see if the veteran can stick around. Another veteran who is returning to his team, offensive tackle David Sharp, is returning to the Washington football team on a one-year deal. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have also re-signed one of their offensive linemen, Aaron Stinney, who stepped in and made three NFL starts as an injury replacement in the playoffs this year. He was supposed to be a restricted free agent, but the Bucs have re-signed him up. Now, the Bucs have also paid Shaq Barrett a settlement from last year's franchise tag grievance in the amount of $1.372 million. And that's in addition to his new contract this week. So a very good week for Barrett and his bank account. There's been news on a few tenders. So the Chiefs have tendered restricted free agent Byron Pringle to his tender. And the Patriots have put a second round tender on standout cornerback J.C. Jackson. This might be because of all the players that are coming back into the team. They might just want to see what they can get for him. The Packers and linebacker Za'Darius Smith completed a restructure of his contract to create some cap room, sources say, probably allowing the team to space to sign Aaron Jones to his new deal. We've also got news that Cowboys have released veteran punter Chris Jones after 10 years, so maybe looking for someone new to fill that position. Morgan Cox, a four-time Pro Bowl long snapper, is signing with the Tennessee Titans, and they have also re-signed linebacker Jayon Brown to a one-year deal worth $5.2 million. There's still quite a few teams who have yet to acquire a free agent from a different team. We've got the Bucs, the Colts, the Eagles, the Falcons, the Packers, and the Rams, so keep an eye out for them signing some players. However, it is Happy New League year, so I'm wishing you all a Happy New League year, and let's see what 2021 brings. Until then, keep rushing.